together. I think it's 10 straight now, going on 11. Are you seeing progress like you thought you would see? Is it ahead of what you saw or who thought you'd
see? I think the big thing is playing. You know, the more he plays, the better he's going to be. And so, you know, it's time.
Tom. Go ahead.
You had Kyle Korver a couple of years ago, and it seems like his shooting is, if anything, even improved. Yeah, that run last season of consecutive threes. This year he's well over 50% on threes. What have you seen in him that has enabled him, you know, to continue to shoot at that high level with defenses is still paying attention to him?
I want to look at the two free throws he's missed.
You got tape on that?
He's, you can't say enough about him. He's been it's a great skill he's had since he's come into the league, and every year he gets better and better. And I think it's a tribute to the way he works at it. He studies, he prepares. His off season, the conditioning work that he puts in, it's incredible. But it's not an accident what he's doing. Everyone knows it's coming. He knows how to get open. He plays for the team. That shooting complements, you know, their stars extremely well. And he's a star in his own way. And he's always embraced his role. He's always played for the team. He's a great pro.
Has he done anything differently since, you know, he played for you in Chicago?
Just playing more minutes. I think the more minutes is really helpful. You know, it's interesting.
Interesting that you should have given him more minutes. Or
I should have, in hindsight, you know. But, you know, the one thing, you know, with us, you know, he oftentimes finished games. He did that for 2 years. So I knew he was a big shot maker, and he complimented Derek great. And the good fortune that we had back then, we also had great depth. And so, and he accepted that role. You know, he could have made a case that he could have started or should have started. Never complained, but he always finished. And hit a ton of big shots when you look back at his time with us. And, you know, he did the same thing in Utah. He did the same thing in Philly. It's been great for him.
Has he established himself among the elite all-time in the NBA shooting the ball?
Yeah, I think the numbers say that. You know, if you look at what he's done, it's not an accident. And, as I said, you can see, when teams try to guard him, or there's always great awareness as to where he is. That's why he's so valuable. I know for us, how he complimented Derek, created a lot of space for penetration. So, but he's, probably there's other parts of his game that are, they get overlooked. He's a great passer as well. I know with us, with the second unit, we were always in the paint because of teams double teaming him, and then his ability to find the bigs inside and read the defense. That's not an easy thing to do. And he had the ability to make those passes. He makes quick decisions with the ball, and he'll make you pay for mistakes.
We just saw Joakim walk past us. What exactly is he doing in terms of activity?
He's doing more and more. I think he's getting close. He's feeling a little bit better, but we're just going to take it day by day, let him continue to work, doing more on right now, running, jumping, stuff like that.
Is it the knee or the ankle that's the biggest hold back?
Well, the ankle right now is the, he's got to get that where he's comfortable enough to get out there. So, he's working hard and he's got to be patient.
I know you say that if the players feel so well enough to go, they should go regardless of what the schedule says, but would it be not ideal to start him with a back-to-back Thursday night?
No, when he's ready to go, he goes. It's to me, when you're healthy enough to play, you should play. If you're injured, I don't want you out there. It's really that simple.
Tom, Derek, the last couple of weeks when he talks about his game, he goes into, not all the time, but he goes into different
facets, like, you know, tonight I was working on my floater game, or tonight I was, is that stuff that you want to see during a game of him working on things, or is that, I mean, is that?
I want him to read the defense. He's got to attack. It's really the, you know, but sometimes that's the shot that's there. If that's the shot that's there, that's what he's got to take. I just want him in the paint. When he races the ball up the floor, gets easy shots for everybody, when he's attacking, forces the defense to collapse, and they, you know, the game becomes easy for everyone, including himself. So the more aggressive, the better. Attack, attack, attack.
You praised his floor game last night. Would have he had a good game even if he hadn't had that fourth quarter?
Yes.
Because you read things?
Yeah, you have to read what's going on in the game. And I thought his decisions were very, very good. Mike got going. He recognized the hot hand. You got to read how plays are being defended, who the open guy is, most plays. And then there's an ending they can flow into. And just making those decisions, I thought we had a good rhythm in the second half. I thought he did a terrific job.
Tom, as far as the mental aspect goes with Derek, do you think he is more confident now than he was to start the season?
No question. I think the more you play, the harder you go, the more confident you're going to become. That's it. You know, he's stringing games together. You know, he's finishing, playing, taking big shots late, pushing the ball. Doing that, it's, you know, you're going to feel good. That's where he is.
I know you don't put much stock into scoring as much as functionality of the team, but when you look at his 2010-11 MVP season, he may never be that scoring guy again, but is that better for your team that he's not that guy because it shows that there's better pieces around him and there's more depth? And you really can't
We don't know that. We don't know that. I want him to – he's got to play, get the most out of his ability each and every night. That's the challenge for everybody. And then – I always say great players always figure it out. So, you know, obviously we have a guy like Powell that, you know, has a great skill set. Jimmy has become an all-star. So we have some guys that we can play through. And then we have some other guys that fit extremely well. You look at the way Mike Dunleavy can play, Kurt, Aaron Brooks has been huge for us. Nico's played well. So we've got, you know, we've got good depth, but he's got to be aggressive. He's got to be who he is. We got to get the most out of everybody. We got to bring the best out of each other, and that includes the whole team. So that's our challenge. And for us to be at our best, he's got to be great. And the same with Joe Keane. We know how important Joe is to our team. We want him to keep working, and he'll get back as quick as he can.
Has anything changed as far as how you approach things with McDermott now going to be out for a while?
No. You know, we just want Doug to, you know, it's a bump in the road. That's all it is. So concentrate on the rehab, get back as quick as you can, and get ready again.
I mean, as far as who you put on the floor, who you play with whom, you know, what the team does.
Heck, I'm worried about tonight. I'm not worried about
really
whenever, you know, so. I do worry about Doug. I worry about all our players, you know, and I just want them doing the right things. So when you're injured, you have a responsibility to the team to work as hard as you can. You should be getting treatment 2-3 times a day, going through your rehab as hard as you can to get back as quick as you can. So that's the challenge, you know, to get back as quick as you can.
How does the team's interior passing ability kind of create opportunities for Jimmy within the offense?
Well, it's important. I think that, you know, we want all our players to be willing passers, to share the ball, make the right play, do the right thing, you know. So I think anytime when your bigs can pass, it adds a lot to your team. It makes everyone else that much harder to be guarded. And we're fortunate that we have very good passing bigs that are unselfish, and they'll make the right play. They can play at the elbow, they can play in the post. When the defense collapses or double teams, they're going to hit the open man.
Thanks, Tom.